Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mem Aleph, the 41st chapter in the book of Yov. We're really at the very, very end. This is the penultimate perek, and this is the end of Hashem's speech. Technically speaking, this perek should really be attached to perek Mem. There's no real difference in the subject matter. It's a continuation of the description of the Leviathan, and it is simply a continuation of the previous second and last speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is formed out of 26 psukim. Let's take a look at it. We're going to divide it into basically three main points over here and try to appreciate what's going on. Here's how it goes. The first point which is made is in the first four psukim, and there's different ways of reading this. The way the Malbim reads these psukim is the following. Eov would have had all-powerful things be dismantled, like we talked about. He was worried about evil in the world, so he would have had all evil or anything which of power removed. And so therefore, the continuation of the argument of the Malbim says it is, but then how would you cause and silence the strong creatures of Hashem, the behemoth, Leviathan? Does Hashem remain beholden to Eov to be forced to change his plan to remove these creatures? That's the question HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking. Mi'ekti mani v'ashalem tachas kol ha'shamayim lihu. Am I being forced by you, Eov, to remove powerful things in my world because of your concerns? Rosh Chodesh is a little bit of a different way of looking at this based on something more classic in Mefarshim, that Eov really claims that he should have been rewarded for his actions and not received all the suffering. So Hashem is putting him back in his place and saying, you as a human being only receive your power from Hashem in the first place, and those who challenge Hashem will really have to or would need to really consider meeting Leviathan. What does this Leviathan mean? Well, let's take a look at this. This is the next part of the Perek. Really, essentially, the rest of the Perek is a description of the Leviathan, which is from Sukkim Hay to Tezayin, a description of its physical structure. So it describes the fear it has around its teeth, the scales which are so tightly locked into one another that the wind can't even penetrate. The sneezes of this Atishosov are a cause fire. Its lights are a light. Its nostrils emit steam in the wetlands. Breath of fires, coals and flames are emitted from its mouth. He's protected so much that he laughs at danger, and his heart is that as powerful as a millstone, kapelach tachtis, like the lower millstone. All very strong physical descriptions. And finally, the third section of this parak is Psukim Yud Zayin to the end, Chavav, where he describes not the physical description of it, but rather the inability to be able to conquer it. He talks about how all the powerful fear things, but they all ultimately fear the Leviathan. Waves themselves reduce themselves in front of it. Mishvorim yischatol. He describes how anyone attacking the creature with a weapon, the weapon would not stand against. That nothing will stand against the Leviathan. Yachshov leteven barzel le'etz rikavon nechusha. Iron against it will be like straw, and nechusha, bronze, will be like rotting wood. Lo yavrichu ven koshes lekash nebchu lo yavnei kola. Any of the mortars slung against it will be nothing, will be worthless. Kakash nechshavu toitach. Any mortar slung and thrown at it will be like straw. V'yischak l'rash kidon, and he'll laugh at the javelin. So this being, this Leviathan, is not scared of anything. When he lies down, he leaves a deep imprint in the mud. Tachtov chadudei chores. He stirs up the oceans. Yartiach kasir mitzulayam yasim kemer kacha. He does not experience any fear. And finally, concluding the parak and concluding the speech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Goyva Yirehu Melech al kol beni shachatz. He is the king of everyone. He is the king on all of the proud. This is very strange because remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to answer Eov. He's trying to respond to Eov's questions, yet he goes into this lengthy description of this very strange creature. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to convey to Eov? What is the argument? And remember that Eov in the next parak is going to go into submission. Eov is going to now, at this point in time, submit his claims, and this is going to resolve things. So how has this resolved anything? What is this Leviathan? So yes, there are those who try to attribute it to a physical creature. I've seen some who say it's referring to an alligator. But in the end of the day, let's just understand this. Most of the classic Mefarshim, based on the Ma'amarei Chazal, I understand that we're talking about some sort of metaphysical creature that will appear in the future. It'll be vanquished in the future. And it sounds like the general argument of the Perek is that there is this creature. This creature is a very powerful creature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of it. You don't understand the world because you don't even understand this powerful creature. But there's another way of looking at it. What happens if the behemoth and the Leviathan were not creatures at all, but they were metaphors for concepts and ideas? Ideas that Tanakh itself could not convey in basic layman's terms because the terms weren't yet invented. What if the Leviathan and the behemoth were things which we know but are really underpinnings of the foundation of our world more than specifically creatures, which is a very rudimentary way of looking at it? Says Rav Shimon Shua, based on the ideas of Rav Shimon and Raphael Hirsch, that the behemoth means physical matter and the Leviathan refers to energy. Think about that for a moment. The description of matter as a description of the seat or the foundation for all creatures and creations or physical constants. And then the Leviathan is energy, energy which is indestructible, energy which stirs up oceans and terra firma, energy which cannot be fought against with spears and swords, energy which emits sparks and when is excited emits a glow, energy itself. Maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Eov is, Eov, do you understand the inner meridians of the workings of this world? Let's take it one step further. Go back to Eov Perek Gimel, where Eov makes his very first speech. He curses the day he was born. And in that description, he talks about light, night and light. And he says the following in Pasuk Ches, Yikvuhu Oirere Yoim. May those who cast spells upon the day be cursed. Ha'asidim, who in the future Oirer Livyason, who are going to in the future arouse the Leviathan, says Rosh Schwab. Well, in the future, there are going to be people who are going to arouse the Leviathan. There's going to be a time in the future where people will discover how to harness energy. In the paper published in January 6th, 1939, Otto Hahn, who discovered with Lisa Meitner, although she was a Jewess and was already in refuge, the two of them discovered nuclear fission. The idea that you could, in fact, when certain elements were broken down, they turned into two separate elements, releasing a terrifying amount of energy. And although there were those who begged them not to publish this paper, the paper was published right on the cusp of World War II, which set into motion the race for the nuclear bomb, because all scientists, the German and the Allied scientists, realized the terrifying ideas of the release of energy when playing with God's matter, when playing with energy itself. That might be what Eliyahu is referring to. When he's talking about evil in the world and he's talking about injustice, he talks about those who are oisid la'oreres al-Leviathan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to him at the end, the book starts with this Leviathan, the idea of power and energy, and it ends with it as well. And he's asking him, do you understand it? Do you understand the constant of the constant which is true of the ratio of mass between the proton and the electron, which is true across the entire universe? Do you understand how the four separate forces that govern the universe all interact with each other? Gravity, intermolecular force, strong force, the weak force. Do you understand any of that, Eov? That you're going to question me and the way this world works? The Vilna Gaon adds on. The Vilna Gaon says that the Leviathan is the notion of ribui das, of an increase of knowledge. And the idea is that over history, humanity increases their knowledge, increases their perspective, not just intellectually, but spiritually as well. And that's why the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to play with Leviathan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to play with Leviathan. There's going to be a time when human development, Mala Aretz Dea, as Hashem, there's going to be a time when spiritual development, intellectual development will come to a point where everybody will understand. They'll be able to understand the complexity of the runnings of this universe. But right yet, Eov, you don't know that. Right yet, we, humanity, don't know that. We've got a lot closer. We've got a lot more haughtier because we think we've got closer. But ultimately, we don't know. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ending his speech with is a very simple argument. Is that, Eov, you just don't know how it works. You just don't know the complexity of the underpinnings of creation whatsoever. Forget even the natural kingdom and the questions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned beforehand. You simply don't understand the movement of energy and matter and their convergence. Humanity, have a little bit of humility before confronting God. And even today, where we understand a whole lot more, there's so much we don't understand. We don't understand the why, and there's so many other elements which are still undiscovered yet. It requires a little bit of humility in dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's speech. We now have one perek left, and this is the perek of Io's response, and perhaps the happily ever after. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.